I'm Dr. Drew, and here's today's 1 Minute Clinic. If there was a blood test that could tell you your risk for Alzheimer's, would you want to take that test? Well, that test may be available sooner than later. Researchers from Georgetown University report a simple blood test has been developed that can identify people in their 70s who are likely to get Alzheimer's within 2 to 3 years. The hope is that this could eventually lead to screening for those in their middle ages. It might also speed up the search for new medications that prevent or delay the disease. But without a cure, could this information be helpful or just devastating? Commenting on the study, Dr. Jason Karlowish, a professor of medical ethics and health policy at the University of Pennsylvania, said, "Knowledge can be a good thing for people, quote, knowing their risk of developing cognitive impairment is very relevant to making plans around retirement and where they live," unquote. However, he also said that the biggest concern about Alzheimer's testing probably has to do with the questions of stigma and identity. He said, quote, "How will other people interact with you if they learn that you have this information? And how will you think about your own brain and your sort of sense of self?" For WTOP, I'm Dr. Drew.